Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro. Welcome to the Eagles update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The team continues to rebuild its defense. On Monday, the Eagles announcing the release of two key veterans who've played well for the Eagles in recent years who just don't fit into the team's plan in 2013. Mike Patterson, the team's first-round draft pick in 2005, one of those players released after a real struggle in 2012. Of course, he was injured in the 2011 training camp, suffering a brain injury that kept him on the sidelines for much of the 2012 season as he recovered from surgery. When Patterson came back, just not as productive as the Eagles wanted. Now with the new coaching regime and possible changes in the scheme, Patterson, one of those players who just doesn't fit into what the Eagles want to do. In the same boat is defensive tackle Cullen Jenkins. Signed in 2011, as the Eagles were very aggressive in that free agency period, Jenkins had 5.5 sacks that year, 4 sacks in 2012. And with his release, the Eagles realizing some major cap advantages. We talked to SiriusXM NFL Radio's Adam Kaplan about what the move means for the Eagles in the big picture.
Well, Cullen Jenkins in his early 30s became expendable. He had a roster bonus due in early March. This gives him a chance now to sign with any team. He's actually free to do that now that they've released him and terminated his contract. But what this does is this frees up some room to get some younger players on the line, but also frees up some cap space. The Eagles should be in the mid-20 million range of cap space. They could really do whatever they want in free agency.
Off the field, the Eagles making big news on Sunday night. Congratulations to Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie and Christina Weiss-Lurie, who were co-executive producers on Innocente, a short documentary which won an Oscar on Sunday night. This is the second Oscar for the co-producers. Inside Job won in 2011. Here's a short look at Innocente.
Just because I'm homeless doesn't mean I don't have a life, because I do have a life. I'm a girl who likes to jump in puddles and likes flowers. When I paint, I feel happy, so it's a good way to start my mornings. Just paint on something. And what better place than my face?